For the past week and a half, a group of seniors from Acel Charter High School in Fresno have been huffing and puffing at Chickchansey Park. But they aren't running bases or hitting pop flies. They're building and planting a garden.
We're excited most about just bringing fresh produce, you know, right here to the stadium. And so people can really see that something as simple as a garden like this can grow fresh produce, and it can grow a lot of it, and they can do it themselves.
That was Mitchell Hull, a senior at Acel and the student leader of the project. The community garden is part of the Grizzlies Farm Grown program, whose mission is to promote agricultural heritage in the San Joaquin Valley through partnerships that support education and healthy living.
Acel, well, it's literally about 500 feet from our front door, you know, to give them that platform, that area for them to take on a project and really focus on their heritage here in the valley of farming in an urban environment. It just made sense.
That's Chris Coots, media relations coordinator for the Fresno Grizzlies. The baseball team's marketing branch reached out to the school because of the project-based learning style it offers. John Minkler is a program director at Acel, which is located across Tulare Street from the stadium in the old Southern Pacific train station.
We believe students learn best by actually doing projects where they apply what they're learning in school and doing service projects in the community that make a difference.
The baseball team hopes to foster appreciation for farming in the region. The Grizzlies Community Fund gave $1,600 to the charter school for garden construction materials, and Fresno Metro Ministry plans to help the students develop and maintain the community garden.
We are a farm team of the San Francisco Giants. We are in the farming capital of the state, of the nation, however you want to look at it. So the farm grown idea is right there.
The group of eight teenagers is planting mini gardens within the larger plot. Each raised garden box has a theme like pizza or salsa. Once a month, during baseball season, agricultural partners will come in and host a taste of the farm at Grizzly Stadium. Any produce not used will be donated to local organizations that serve the hungry or sold at minimal cost to benefit the Grizzlies Community Fund.
We wanted to do some salsa, make some homemade salsa from some of the plants, so a lot of tomatoes and peppers and garlic and that kind of thing. Also, squash and cucumbers and other produce that could be used in salads or in pizza. We were hoping to make some pizza. And so we wanted to have some food that was grown in the garden that could be shared with fans when they come on tours of the garden during the baseball season.
For the students, they're enjoying being at the stadium and a chance to come to a few games.
Yes, I'm a huge baseball fan, so I think it's really great that it's here. It's centrally located. I think it's going to draw more attention to the ballpark, and I think it'll be a good attraction for everybody to see.
The park is open to other groups showcasing agriculture products and gardens alongside the charter school's community garden, as long as they are agriculturally minded, promote good nutrition, and encourage home gardening. The current class of seniors will maintain the garden until they graduate. The Grizzlies will take care of the plot over the summer and hand over the garden to the next senior class in the fall. Ty Hernandez, a senior at Acel, is looking forward to see the garden in bloom.
It's nice to see that, like, what just a couple of high school students can do, and like the outcome I know is going to be really great. Just coming to the games and seeing in the back that you did this garden, I think that's going to be worth all everything we've been doing.
The garden will be unveiled on opening day at Chickchansey Park on April 4th. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.